7.
All right, so you walk into the kitchen, and you see it's a typical restaurant kitchen. It's got, there's knives on the wall, there's pans, sheet trays, cookie trays. There's an oven, 2 deep fryers filled with oil, and a big pizza oven, a wood-fired pizza oven.
With pizza shovel.
And on the wall, there's the pizza shovel.
Is there anything to eat, like any food laying around?
Any yeast?
Yeah, you see some...
yeast?
Some bruschetta.
Bruschetta?
Yeah, like it's about to be taken out to a table.
The hell is
bruschetta? I grab it and eat it.
You don't know what bruschetta is?
No.
Isn't that a bread? Isn't that kind of like a crouton?
It's bread with tomatoes and balsamic vinegar.
Oh, I hate that. So I start spitting it up, realizing what it is.
Oh, you said bruschetta. Oh, what is this? I thought you said barchetta.
I thought you were talking about that crunchy bread looking like chip. Like what you get in
tortilla chips?
All those snacks, you Gordettos?
Like Gordettos? Briskets?
Yeah, briskets, yeah.
Triscuits.
Triscuits. No, that's not what I'm looking at.
No, you're talking about like the rye chips?
Yeah, kind of.
Ah, bruschetta.
It doesn't matter. Either way, I hate this. I spat it all up. Oh.
Where am I? I still can't get through the door? I'm just standing outside.
No, you were able to follow.
Okay.
Once Jerry pulled the door open for you, you were able to go in.
Get in there. You really don't know what bruschetta is?
I just was so hungry. I had to eat the first thing I saw. Is there any more food do I see or perceive?
No. You just see, like, there's like a bowl of onions.
Oh, onions again. But I had onions for lunch.
Yeah.
And Skittles.
Yeah, it was me. I was the lunch.
Invisible Skittles. Oh, yeah.
I was an onion. I was a fried onion. Yeah.
So I grab one of the Banshee trays, I start like waving it around, like, how would this be as a weapon, you think, in summer?
It's a sheet tray, not a Banshee tray.
Oh! Uh-huh. That's a fancy tray.
Oh, it's a sheet tray.
I'm glad you corrected us on that. I mean, he's going to be a Banshee.
Well, I didn't want him to come off and be like, all right, Banshee tray, get him, and hope a ghost pops out of it.
You should ask him, why did you call it a Banshee tray?
That's what you described it as.
He said a lot of things. I don't know how that tray, is it better than your Ray of Frost? Probably not, I guess. I don't really know, but is better than the hand.
What if I use it as like a shield? Of some sort.
That's better. It's not as good as that fort that I half-assedly built.
I'm taking this sheet tray. I'm going to grab this. I'm going to grab. Is there any? How about any? Is there like any meat pounders? Like, you know, hammers, like,
tenderizers?
Yeah.
You have to give me an investigation check.
Oh, I will give you an investigation check for that one. I didn't want a meat pounder or a tenderizer. Both of those are pretty good sounding.
A tenderizer pounder?
What did you want again?
Investigation.
There it is.
A tiny hammer?
Oh.
There's so many drawers in here, you don't even know where to look to find a meat tenderizer.
Well, let's start with the first one.
God damn it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right.
It's locked.
It's locked. Yes. They're all locked. The only key is on Layla.
How about, is there any, like,
can I steal her key?
Large. What about, like, a large, like, poker stick? I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what I can grab here. I don't think knives would be very good with me. I would probably cut myself.
No, but there are a good amount of knives in here.
So don't hide in here, is what you're saying.
I'm not.
I don't know. Summer, what are you going to grab? I can't hear anybody. Are you guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Tiger's free, spotty. I can't hear Tiger.
Yeah, okay, well, I haven't really been saying anything. Connection issues. I don't know if I'm going to try to restart or something. I don't know.
Wait a minute, what? And
away we go.
All right, my connection's much better now, so hopefully this sticks. Yeah. Let me make sure that I'm
ours was a little recording. Bad too after you left.
Does it help now or
yours seems better. It seems like it's doing okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you guys are in the kitchen, you see all these knives and different things laying around and cooking equipment.
Summer, what are you gonna grab?
I mean, you said that Layla might have a key for some of these drawers.
Yeah.
Perhaps I should get this key from her.
You can try that.
I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Is there any pots?
Yeah, there's pots and pans.
Like a big pot that we can throw them in like a stew?
They're not that big.
I grab one pot and put it on my head like a helmet, and then I grab a frying pan and I'm ready for battle. Frying pan and pan sheet and that pot on the head. I really don't know what else I'm supposed to do here. this is like a little kid. This is Jerry firing at all cylinders here. Like, Summer, okay. I need you to act like Macaulay Culkin in Home Improvement and come up with a bunch of plans for these robots.
You mean Macaulay Culkin in
Home Improvement?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said Home Improvement.
The Home Improvement, yeah. Or be like Al Borland from Home Improvement. Al Borland would be... Al Borland could get us out of this fix. I know it.
I thought for sure you were going to say like Al Borland in Home Alone.
Why are you doing Scooby-Doo?
Okay, so Tiger, Summer, you want to try to steal the key?
Yeah, let's see. Okay. Let's see if I can do that.
All right, so you walk up to Layla, who's waiting at another table, or she's serving another table. Mm-hmm. And she turns around, sees you, and goes, oh, honey, what do you want? I'll get right over to your table. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do, but you never ever bring us anything. I don't worry about it.
Some onions one time.
Yeah, you threw onions on me and then you set me on fire. So, I mean, I hardly count that as, good.
I mean, I think you did attack us first with a broken bottle and a chair.
Right, unclear.
Well, that's what happened.
I think maybe we threw a chair at the band, but not you. I would never do that to you. I like you.
Here at Frankie Creams, the employees are family.
What about the customers? So
you attack one, you attack us all.
Can I be part of your family?
No.
Please?
You are nothing but a meat bag.
I'm an orphan.
No, I see your father. I've killed your father.
Yeah, and now I'm an orphan.
No, he's right there. He's got a pot on his head for some reason. I don't know.
I'm ready for battle. I've got a ladle now.
Okay.
This is not going to go well at all.
I don't know.
So she turns around and starts talking to the table as she was.
Summer, now's your chance. Turn around. Steal. Do it.
Shut up. Shut up, pothead.
Ooh.
Got him.
Summer.
Got you there.
All right, I'm gonna make my move.
All right, you're gonna try to like pickpocket.
Yeah,
I say you flirt with her.
Give me a sleight of hand check.
Do I get a bonus?
No.
Perhaps advantage.
Perhaps
for what?
I'll just skip the roll and just say I lost. Holy shit!
So you managed to
take her pants off.
Is that how you want to
use No. I get it. But also, I pantsed her.
That, please? I don't think that's how sleight of hand works.
Okay, fine. Then what did I get? What do I get? Give me.
You got the key you got two keys.
Right.
Out of her. Instead of just the one for the bag, you got two keys.
Okay.
All right.
And are they labeled?
Yeah. One says kitchen drawers, and the other says liquor cabinet.
And did I win the key to her heart?
No, that is somewhere else.
Can I make a sleight of hand check for it?
Sure.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to push my luck. All right. So, all right. I'm going to come over by Jerry.
All right. And back in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sitting on a little stool with my ladle, just kind of like, I'm kind of really, really spooked because I got killed twice. And
in Jerry's ladle is just cereal. Yeah. He's got a spoon in the other hand. He's eating cereal out of the ladle.
Cheerios. They come frosted now.
Hey, nerd. Look what I got.
What is it?
It's a key.
Well, for what?
The drawers.
What are you going to find in the drawers?
I don't know, but impossible for a perception check to go poorly if I already have the key to the drawers. So I would like to open the drawers now.
Okay. So you're successfully able to open them.
Uh-huh. And I look inside and they're full of guns.
There's a
creme brulee torch.
There's a couple of meat tenderizers.
Yes. Some and
potato peelers.
Nitrous tanks.
How about a handgun?
Handgun. No, there's yes, a shotgun under the bar.
Have we looked for this yet?
You're in the kitchen.
Did we look for this yet? I don't think we looked for a shotgun. Summer, why have we died three times not thinking that there might be a shotgun underneath the bar?
Some of these losers had died more than that.
Oh my god. He's right.
Oh my god.
And then there's
what the hell am I gonna do with a potato peeler?
In another drawer there's a knife sharpener.
All right. Great.
It might be. Depends on how you use it.
Oh, I guess maybe we could sharpen the pizza shovels.
Yeah, sharpen them with the pizza cutter.
I still don't know how we're gonna cut a robot.
Well, that's why I have my ladle and I grab a meat tenderizer. Now I'm double.
They have no meat.
I've just been accumulating pots and pans on my body. Like now I have it. I'm like armored.
Kind of like you come home from work and the kid has figured out how to open the childproof doors and he just like puts on all the pots and pans like he's a knight.
Exactly. And it's just been slowly happening every time. Every shot you see of me, I've just got accumulated another thing on me.
You're just covered in spoons and pans and sheets and tinfoil.
I got forks on my fist like I'm Wolverine, but they're forks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going well. But I did grab a meat tenderizer, so that's going to be great because it's you can't cut a robot, I found out.
Right.
But you can't smack them with a meat tenderizer.
It's just a small hammer.
Do we have a regular hammer?
Have you ever seen an industrial?
No, obviously I haven't.
They're like this big.
Okay.
They're pretty big.
They're basically a hammer.
It's like the size of a sledgehammer, but like an eighth of the weight.
And it's magic?
No.
Yo-ho.
Okay. Can I try putting the pizza shovel in the knife sharpener and see if I can sharpen the edge?
Absolutely.
Still don't know how I'm going to cut a robot, but.
What if you just smack it with the side of it like it's a shovel?
What if I just slap my fanny?
Yeah, I feel like that's not going to help our situation, Summer.
It might shut my dad up. out of embarrassment.
Give me a survival check.
For smacking his fanny?
No.
You know it means something different in England.
Honey?
14.
Okay, yes. You are able to sharpen the edges of the pizza shell.
I would like to demonstrate its sharpness by... Is there cheese close by?
Nope. All you got is bruschetta. And okay. Onions.
Dad.
This place is terrible.
Dad. What? Listen to me. They're very important.
Are you talking to me, honey? And I lift up my... I lift up my two things. From, oh, hey, honey. I'm building a robot of pots and pans now. That's my new thing this week.
That's not a robot.
It's a robot. It's an Iron Man suit. I'm doing it like Iron Man. You know who Iron Man is, right?
No. Yeah. Yes, I know who Iron Man is. That is so 15 years ago. Now, grab that onion over there.
I grab the onion.
Toss it at me.
I toss the onion.
All right. Jerry, give me an athletics check.
I give the athletics check.
I really shouldn't eat jelly beans on the radio.
He successfully throws the onion in your direction.
Yeah.
Summer.
You don't even know what I'm going to do.
You don't even know my real name.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to swing the pizza shovel at it and try to cut it in half.
Exactly what I thought you were going to do.
You didn't know that. You probably thought I was going to try and eat it.
Discreetly. I ate it.
Give me an athletics check, too.
All right.
Give it to him.
4.
All right. You clip it a little bit and it cuts through.
Uh-huh.
Just like the root end gets cut off.
Uh-huh.
And the rest flies over your head.
Does Jerry start crying from having cut an onion?
Jerry didn't cut the onion.
I know, but it's closer to him probably.
I don't cry over everything.
No, it's not.
Okay, so I guess the answer is no.
No, he's not crying. No. I do not cry. Take that.
All right, cool. So now I have this thing.
Cool. How do you like that?
It's pretty great.
All right, all of a sudden, while you're standing in the kitchen, Brimble walks in. After seeing you smack your face into the door. He came to check on you, see how you're doing, and sees you cut this onion, barely cut the onion, out of midair. Uh-huh. He goes, oh, man, that's so cool. I wish I had one of those to help fight these things.
Well, too bad, because I got the only one.
Oh, all right.
No, I'm just kidding.
I hope your face is okay. I'm just going to...
No. I'm just joshing you. I could show you how to do this for a prize.
No, that's okay.
No, you didn't even ask what the price is.
Now that I know this is possible.
Oh.
I guess I'm just going to go.
Do it.
Sit back at my table with my family.
No, I'm sorry, Brimble. We got off on the wrong foot. Why don't you come over here, honey, and I will make you a knife shovel. Of
persuasion
pizza.
Check.
I don't know why I have to make a persuasion check. He already wanted to do this.
Yeah, until he saw you smash your face into the... Okay.
18. Now suck it.
What?
I said, there you go, 18.
Suck it.
So he comes back in and asks for the pizza shovel.
Right, and then I take a pizza shovel and I say, let me show you how to do it, and then there's only one.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Here's the pizza shovel, I guess. I'll just sit here with my thumb up my ass.
I mean, you do have a sword and a bow. Yeah, I didn't have anything. I tried to throw a candle earlier. The last time I tried to throw a candle, it hit my little brother in the face.
Yeah, and well, I don't. Listen, I don't care. That's wow. That you're part of the module. Now, give me that back. Here, have this. Have this.
Potato peeler.
No. Yeah. Take this potato peeler.
All right. Okay. So you switch back. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this.
Yeah, me neither.
And he hangs his head down in defeat and walks out of the kitchen.
I poke my head out of my pots and pans fort and like, honey, what did you do that for? Why'd you?
I don't know why I do the things I do.
Why don't you come on in? We'll set you up in my parlor. We'll get this all worked out. But you need to go back out there and get ourselves an army. There's a bunch of knives on the other side of that wall that I'm sure they can use to help defend us.
Okay. Are there any other sticks? Are there sticks in a kitchen? Like, I don't know. Like a broom. All right.
Yeah, there's brooms and mops.
I'm going to take a broom and can I just attach a bunch of knives to it? Maybe two to the end. If there's two brooms, can I make two, like, what do you call those things? Like, you know, like a stick that's got two knives on the end.
Oh, okay. How?
What do you mean how? I just told you how.
How are you going to attach them to the stick?
Oh my God, what is this fucking wood shop? I don't know. Like tape. They got duct tape back there? Of course they got duct tape. It's a kitchen.
No, they don't.
Okay. Well, I guess that idea is out. Then I would just break and give them sticks and break them in half and just now they have sticks. Is there string? I don't
know.
There
are knives there. Why are you giving them broken sticks?
What are they going to do with a knife if they get close enough? Because they need range. As soon as the robots get on them, then it's game over.
Game over, man.
Your plan last time was to just let them be a meat grinder and clog up the gum.
Okay.
Or gum up the works.
I just don't see how. My sword did nothing last time. I don't see how a knife would be good.
What if they're fodder?
No, your bow did some work.
Yes, my bow, not my sword, though.
I mean, it would still do damage.
Okay, so I guess I'll just gather up all the knives.
Okay.
You see a guy go pull them down one by one. He's like, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Right. Coincidentally enough, there are exactly the right amount of knives to patrons.
I'm not sure they're going to listen to me. They don't seem to like me.
You haven't been too charming lately.
I tried.
You chased the one guy who liked you out of here.
He was trying to take my weapon.
He was trying to get support.
I'm not sure. He just kind of came in and made fun of me for walking to the door and then demanded to take my stuff.
He asked if you were okay.
And I said, no, I'm not sure. That's what he said.
No, that's not what he said.
So he said, I just came in here to check to see how you're doing after running into the door.
And then he tried to take my stuff.
He asked for...
No, he came in and said, oh my God, that's so cool. I wish I had one of those.
All right. You're right. I was wrong. I mean, I'm just a hormonal teenage girl.
I was going to say, that does track that you would probably be like, no, this is my shit.
Yeah. But, okay. Well, besides that, so I've gathered all the knives.
Okay.
And I guess
you're gonna try to give them to people.
Well, I was
knives for everybody.
All right, listen up, bitches. I'm gonna walk out of the door. Who wants a knife?
Everyone turns and stares at you and goes, "What? What?
Knives? Who wants a knife?
Where did you get the knives from?
I stole them.
From where?
everybody knows what's in a kitchen, and what's in a kitchen is knives. So here's a knife. You want a knife? Come get a knife.
I guess so.
All right. That's the spirit. Here's a knife.
Make sure you give them to the children, honey.
How many children are there?
One.
All right, here's a knife.
Give them three.
No, just I only have so many knives.
One more. One more than he can carry. One more than he can carry.
To the child.
There was a cleaver?
The child.
Well, that's part of the knife kit, yeah.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Would be cool if it was attached to a stick.
Yeah, like an axe. Wait. Like an axe. We should do that.
Oh, a kitchen axe.
A kitchen axe.
No, a kitchen axe. All right, so I hand out knives to the peoples.
So all the commoners? Okay, so they all have the knives now.
All right. And I teach them proper knife
etiquette. Handling.
One of the triplets comes up to that last slaughter fest. So I think we're going to follow you guys this time.
I don't know about that's a good idea.
I mean, you killed one you guys of them.
Really hit.
And that really, I don't think that's better. Yeah, you did. That was the best we've seen. One of them died in the explosion.
Yeah, it was, huh? You bunch of wieners. How many times have you guys died?
Too
probably
many.
Probably double digits. Yeah, so maybe you should follow us.
Yeah, I think we will.
All right, good. Here's a knife.
I've got a knife.
Here's a knife.
You already gave me right, one.
Good. Now you keep it and you put it to good use. Follow me and don't be scared.
Okay. The triplets stand up with the knife, not their knives in the hand.
They like me now?
They'll follow you.
So they must like me.
That does not mean they like you.
They love me.
I don't like you either.
No.
All right. I guess that's all there is to be found in the kitchen. Can we make some kind of... baster plus fire equals and
base
oil.
Fire.
Yes, exactly. You get caught up in the base fire. Exactly.
That's rock and roll. Let's go get it. I come out and I'm like clanking around in my pot and pans armor. You know, it's pretty fashionable.
Did we lose Andy?
No, I. It's not a very flattering picture, but I'm still here.
Okay,
that is a great picture.
I might make that my profile picture on all my dating websites.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next?
Right.
Now we play the waiting game,
or we start building a fort.
Another one?
I would like to build a trebuchet.
You don't have time for that.
We have 12 hours.
It takes a lot longer to do that.
Okay. Then I guess we'll build nothing and we'll just wait.
That's it?
I'm not sure what we have time for. I guess we don't have time for a trebuchet. There's no shotgun under the bar?
No. There's... I mean, you don't want to go get that propane tank?
I'd like to investigate the liquor cabinet.
Okay, so you go behind the bar, and there's a liquor cabinet back there. You open it up, and there is a bunch of Bacardi 151 in there, and some other booze. And it also happens to be there where they keep the towels to wipe down at the end of the night.
Oh, that's great. We're making Molotov cocktails, baby.
Molotov cocktails?
Actually, give me all those knives back. We're making Molotov cock knife...
Explosions. We want explosions.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to set up just hella Molotov cocktails.
Okay. So doing that takes up like 2 hours.
These better be some fucking awesome.
We're gonna die. We're gonna die again. Doesn't matter when.
Are there any extension cords?
Give me a perception check. Yeah, you see one hooked up to, like, from the blender behind the bar to an outlet.
All right. I'd like to cut it open with my knives.
You're going to cut the electrical cord?
Well, I'm going to unplug it first.
Okay.
Then I'd like to cut it open and devise some type of electrical trap.
Okay. How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm going to take one of those sheets off of Jerry. And I'm going to put the ends of the extension cord on either end of the sheets.
Okay.
And put that on the ground and cover it with leaves, and hopefully they step on it.
There are no leaves here.
All right, well, let me just, like, lay it on
toilet paper. And,
okay.
But no, not toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper. No. Yes.
All right. And where did you stash your Molotov cocktails?
In our booth, in our fort that I built.
Okay. All right. And you put the metal sheet tray
on the floor
in front of it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me a, give me a history check.
Five.
You set it up, but you're really, really not sure if it's going to work because you've never done that before.
No, why would I have done that before?
Well, you've never really messed around with electricity.
Okay. Well, let's hope it works.
Okay. So you got the fort with a bunch of Molotovs in it.
Yeah.
All the patrons have a knife.
Right. What about my boy Brad?
Brimbley?
I've been calling him Brad.
He still has his potato peeler.
All right. Can I inspire him with love?
Give me a charisma check.
A glove of love.
A glove of love.
Warm. Can I borrow a feeling?
I don't have charisma.
Not even underneath your checks?
Definitely not under skills. Okay, under checks I do. Alright. Six.
No, it doesn't work. He just kind of hangs his head. And he just looks defeated.
Well, at least he's got the right attitude.
All right. What's next?
Jerry, you haven't done anything in a while.
I'm just going to prepare for the battle, I guess. You know, I'm going to try to attack him. Is there any place high I can hide? Like, is there hanging lights that I can jump and hang on stump and hang on top of so I can jump down and attack them when they come in?
No.
All right. Well,
actually, give me a perception check.
I will perceive everything, and you'll never see it coming.
That's 12. Yeah, you do notice that there are a couple of low-hanging lights with fans on them.
All right. I climb up and I use one of these stools, and I get up there. I scurry up there in my little pots and pan armor, and just I got my tenderizer and my ladle in. I'm not sure. I'm just going to try to hopefully not get stabbed or killed with my armor on and just going to jump down and pound them.
Okay. You're sitting on top of a fan.
Yeah.
Getting ready for it. Summer is sitting in the fort.
Can I give Brad my sword?
You want to give Brimble your sword?
Yes.
Brimble?
Yeah, you can do that.
Hey, Brimble.
Yes?
I just was thinking about what happened earlier, and, you know, it was really awkward. You know, I don't really talk to a lot of boys, so sorry.
Really? It doesn't seem like that. It seems like you've talked to a lot of boys.
I know, it's because I'm so hot, but, you know, I don't. Trust me. Here's a sword, and I blow a kiss at him.
Can I get a real kiss?
What, like on the lips?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, of course I know. Yeah, duh, people kiss on the lips. Sure.
All right. So you give him a kiss, and he's instantly filled with hope.
Can I roll a history to see if I've ever had a kiss before?
Yeah.
Oh, my glove was my first kiss.
It was. It was definitely your first kiss, and you didn't know how to do it. So you accidentally kissed him right on the nose.
Oh, cute.
No, not in a good way. Like, not like on the top, but like on the bottom, like on the nostrils.
Oh, cute. And, so cute.
Yeah. And that was very weird.
This may be true love.
All right. That was the weirdest kiss I've ever gotten.
Well, it's the first kiss I've ever gotten. So, you know, we're all trying.
That was pretty obvious.
Thanks. Well, good luck with my sword.
Thanks. I think. Hopefully I don't fuck this up.
It doesn't matter. We'll be back here anyway. If you fuck it up, then we'll just have another chance to do it.
Okay. Okay, so you guys want to wait for the fight, or you want to take the fight to them?
I'm pretty much ready. I'm probably napping by now.
Can I
while sitting on a fan?
A fan? What kind of fan are you talking about?
Like a
ceiling fan?
Ceiling fan.
I'm sitting on top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm napping.
Like a gargoyle.
Yeah, like this.
Can I throw the propane tank just to get this party on the road?
Yeah, give me an athletics check.
Okay.
Again, you don't have to throw it.
I'm gonna.
You can just set it up there. Nope, okay, I threw it. All right. You threw it. You threw it, and it hit.
Blows right everyone up, including Jerry.
No!
Hold on. I forgot to adjust some hit points.
Look.
Okay, so you threw it, and it hit, who's this guy again? It hit Thomas T. Toad.
Oh, I've been calling him Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy Toad.
I'm calling Crandall.
And it explodes on contact.
Sending them all to hell. Robot hell.
Ooh. All right. All right, got to do some math here.
Damn it. That's going to be a while.
Don't you know?
Don't you know that I'm dipping on a fan?
Just hanging out on a fan.
All right, so after the smoke clears, you can see that the animatronics look pretty
clearly peeved.
Pretty damaged.
On the brink of death.
And
a stiff breeze could kill them.
And Piggly Wigglebutt is just on the ground. You can tell that there's no electricity going into his body.
Is that another way of saying dead?
Yeah. Yes. So now we will roll for initiative.
Dead!
Ah! Hey, are you going to put Brad in there? Oh, yeah, there they are. Commoner. Okay. Holy crap. Oh, no, I'm last. Oh, I'm last.
You are last, yes.
All right, well.
Wow, they got really good rolls.
I'm going to take a nap. Oh, wow. Yes, all four of them right at the top there. Yeah. But one of them's dead, so.
Yeah, he's not up.
There's four other ones? Yeah. Oh.
We are fucked.
Ray of Frost.
So Layla sees where the bottle came from over at the booth and starts walking towards you.
Oh, shit, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's me.
But it's kind of far, so that's the end. So she's just walking.
Okay.
Buster the Bear also starts walking towards you. So does Billy Beaver.
I call him Billy Beave.
Yeah, Billy the Beave.
Billy the Beave boy.
And so does Tommy T. Toad.
Billy the Beave Rodriguez.
All right.
Billy the Beave boy, the Beave Bobo. Billy Beave boy, Billy Beave Bo.
So it's one of the triplets' turn. She walks towards and sits by the. Comes to the booth. To the side of the booth, so does her sister. And now it is Mac. I was calling Mac. Jerry's turn.
I go invisible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how long we have to wait for your turn to come up again?
All right. You're invisible.
You're already in it, and you're covered in pans. Yeah, you're just going to be... Do the pans go invisible?
Yes. The pans are invisible as well.
I'm glad you're enjoying this.
It's the way you look, but you're like...
So now it is Brimble's turn, and Brimble walks in up. And attacks Layla with the sword.
Okay.
Brimble.
Brimble. And invisible.
And Brimble.
Invisible. Twelve. Death blow. Do you need the stats on my sword?
I think I got them.
It's 100.
It's 1d8 plus 2.
Yeah. If he's using... Wait, hold on. Never mind. Does 1d10 damage if used two-handed.
Yeah, he doesn't really know how to.
No, he's filled with teenage love.
He does 10 damage to Layla.
But she gets disadvantaged because she's not wearing pants.
She is still wearing pants. The other triplet comes up.
I don't know why that made me laugh. And he's not wearing pants.
Because I took them off earlier.
So the third triplet comes up and attacks Buster the Bear.
I like Buster the Bitch. Good one. 16. Comics have really good rolls.
Yep.
Billy the Beat Boy, you beat my beer. Billy the Big Boy, you beat my beef.
That is time.
Two.
And hits for 2 damage.
I'll take that, damn beaver.
Mm. Beef Boy. Yeah.
Okay, I added the mom too from the table. Brimley's mom.
Oh, I didn't even know he had a mom.
Yeah, it's his mom and his uncle.
That tracks.
I don't get it.
Well, that you wouldn't know anything about that. Anything else about his family or anything real?
What do you mean,
I didn't
real?
Even know he had a family.
This is real.
And hits for 3 damage. Shit. Summer, it is your turn.
That's me.
Yes.
I would like to wield my pizza shovel. Wait, did anyone get close enough to me yet?
No.
Then I will use my longbow.
Okay.
And shoot. At.
Ooh.
Layla the turtle. Lizard.
Layla the lizard. Okay. Roll a
d20. shit. Oh, god damn you.
Plus, so that's an 11 because you got plus 7. You miss.
All right, then I'll just continue to wait.
All right, it is Layla's turn. She turns and attacks the last person that hit her.
That was me.
No, you missed.
All right.
So the mom. 7. And she misses.
Great. I mean, I actually mean great this time.
Yes.
Great. Great. Yes, great.
Great.
So Buster the Bear attacks the last triplet that attacked him. Oh, boy. And misses.
Not so scary now, are you? We all got knives.
Billy the Beav.
I meet my soul.
Love that.
Decides to walk up to the fort to try to attack it.
All right.
And.
Falls right into my trap.
He's going to do an insight check.
What?
Going to do an insight check. He does not see that pan right on the floor.
Good. I'm going to fry his ass.
But Summer, just roll a d20 for me.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, you did successfully manage to set up the shock pad, the shock sheet tray.
Okay.
And he will take some damage.
Oh, it just goes off right away? Wow, I'm smart.
Yeah. I mean, you just put the electricity on there.
Oh, it was a hot plate. Hot plate!
Hot bananas. No, not really a hot plate.
Hot plate. Hot boys.
They're doing 11 points of damage.
All right.
And he's so shocked that he can't do anything.
Is he dead? Yeah.
So now it is... Tommy Tatoad.
Tommy Tatoad, dude.
Comes doesn't up and
actually work as well. Hot plate.
And starts to attack the fort that you're in.
It's impenetrable. Don't even try it, bud. Fort Kickass is impregnable.
So he's gonna roll with disadvantage. So he got a 3, so he does not do any damage. It is the first triplet. She's going to walk up and hit. I think I had their names down by now. Billy the Beeve.
How could you forget that one?
The best one.
Hit it, Jerry.
The Beeve Bobo.
She misses. The second triplet walks up to it.
Hits him in the nuts.
To attack Buster the Bear.
Hey, triplet, aim for the nuts. He hates being hit in them.
15. She does connect.
To his nuts, sending him falling to the ground in agony.
Doing 3 points of damage.
Oh, they have knives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knives!
So, Jerry, it is your turn.
Am I above any of them, or am I in any kind of convenient way of jumping?
There's no way to tell, because no one can see you. You're goddamn invisible.
All right, I'm going to jump on top of the nearest guy in front of me.
Okay, pick one.
The one in front of me.
You're above all of them.
Invisible.
I'm jumping the Billy the Beeve.
Billy the Beeve.
Jumping the Beeve. Jumping on the Beeve.
So roll a d20 with advantage.
How do I do that?
Just do 2d20. Just roll 2d20 and we'll look at it. Okay, so you got 15. So that is enough to hit. Roll your. What is it? Roll 1d6.
Oof.
Doing 1 point of damage.
It's flying damage.
He's right. That's your count at least for 10.
10,000 points.
Maybe 20.
Square inch.
This commoner attacks Layla.
Oh, no.
No, that's good.
Oh, that's Brimbley. I'm sorry.
You need to rename him or something because I need to know about my
heart. Okay, so that hits.
Layla.
For 5 points of damage. It is the third triplets attack against Buster the Bear.
More like Buster the Bitch.
And she misses.
More like Triplet the Bitch.
Summer, it is your turn.
I'd like to launch my Molotov cocktails.
At who?
Everyone.
You can do, was it action surge, right? So that gives you two actions. You can throw two of them.
At one time?
You can throw one and then you have to throw another one.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be your action surge.
All right. Who got zapped? Was it Timmy Toad or was it Beef Boy?
It was Billy the Beef.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna target him.
Okay. So give me an athletics check. Oh, plus 12. Okay, so you do manage to hit.
All right.
And that does roll 2d6. For 6 points of damage. Uh-huh. And Billy the Bee is looking very, very bad.
Am I good, still because I'm going to hit him with another one. Oh no!
Oh no, Tiger! You're right. You're gonna hit him with another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I still hanging on top of him?
No.
Okay.
Oh, doesn't matter. Your precious pants will save you.
You jumped on top of him, but you like bounced out the way. Like you bounced off of him.
Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Okay.
Summer, give me another athletics check, please.
No, you'd much rather be on fire right now.
I'd survive
19. It. And 2d6, please. For 11 points of damage. So you see him after you hit him with the second Molotov cocktail, he just kind of stops functioning.
He bursts into flames.
Yeah, he's on flame, but he just kind of droops over.
Ah, yeah, but he like.
And you melts. Can see the glow in his eyes just fade out.
Ah, yep. Take that, Beaver Boy.
Okay, so now it is Layla's turn. And she is going to attack. She's going to try to bite Brimley.
Brimley, no.
Oh. Layla is?
Yeah.
She was a lizard.
Lizards bite.
They don't got teeth.
They got jaws. Lizard.
It's a robot lizard.
Why would they give
it? And misses.
Oh.
So it is
Summer's turn.
No, it is Buster the Bear's turn to attack the first triplet. Eight misses.
Oh, we are getting lucky somehow today.
Yeah.
It's uncharacteristic. I am still without damage.
Tommy T. Toad's turn to attack Summer. Like
Tommy T. Bitch.
And since you are still in the fort, it is with disadvantage, which is 7, so he misses. The first triplet. Hits.
Oh, wow. Done. This frog is boiled.
Or 2 damage.
That's not really a lot.
The second triplet attacks. Who's that? Buster.
So what are you using for the knives? Daggers, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's fair. Not that you asked.
And that one misses.
Not that you asked.
Jerry, your turn.
So who's still alive?
Is he still invisible?
No. He did his attack.
Oh, if you attack, then you're not invisible? I thought it was just magic.
Yeah. No, I think if you do an attack.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to hit one with a magic missile.
Okay.
You don't got a magic missile, dog.
Magic mountain, baby. Magic mountain.
Okay. I really have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's you look like it. You actually look like you have to go to the bathroom.
I'm back. God, he's back.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And now he's back.
From outer space. I'm back.
Oh, no.
I had to get rid of that picture. All right, so you're going to attack with magic missile.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a very phallic spell.
Now you have 3 magic missiles. That launch out. You can send them all at one person, or you can send them at different targets.
I have blow everything up.
Yeah, I'll throw a spell at 3 different parties.
You're just throwing them at 3 different people?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's only 3 left.
I'm going hog wild. I'm going magic mountain.
Okay. Roll one. Roll a d20. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You don't have to. Sorry. I forgot that automatically hits. So roll 1d4 plus 1.
1 so, / 1d4 and then plus 1. How do you do that?
You just hit plus 1.
Where's the plus button?
Right by the backspace.
You're sitting on it.
Oh, you hit all of them for 4 damage.
4.
That's it.
4 damage.
With that, Layla, the lizard is dead.
Oh, I'm kind of sad.
Ding dong, the lizard's dead.
Which old lizard?
That's how it goes.
Brimley, after Layla the lizard dies, goes down to attack.
Brimley.
Yes.
My hero.
Okay.
I love you.
Brimley doesn't hear that.
I don't like the look of that creature that's on the backside of your paper.
Let me see it again.
Well, it doesn't look so scary when you do it, Boo. Maybe he won't be so bad.
How it always is.
Oh, and Brimley misses.
Brimley, I never loved you at all. You're a fucking poser. Episode.
Okay, it is the second triplet's turn to attack. Who's that? Is that the Beav or is that Buster?
Beav is dead.
Beav's dead,
man.
So attacks Buster.
Beav's dead, baby.
So glad the Beav is dead. The Beav is dead.
And so glad the Beav is all dead.
Summer.
What?
Your turn.
So can I hit Tommy T-Toad with my electro plate floor?
Floor? No, that is a stationary thing.
Okay. And I'm guessing you're going to tell me that all my Molotov cocktails were wasted on Billy the Beav.
No, you said you made a good amount of them.
Yeah, but I didn't really make a number, and I used 2 on Billy the Beav. I don't know. I didn't really know what the Molotov cocktails numbers were. Should I use that, or should I try and longbow Tommy Toad? Because my longbow is pretty fucking sweet.
That is up to you.
Well, I know that maybe I shouldn't ask for your advice, but what do you think?
You would get more damage out of your bow.
That's what it seems like to me. Okay, so I'll use my bow.
Okay, so roll 1d20 plus 7. Against.
I don't think that's enough.
It is.
Oh, great. So he's dead now?
You got to roll 1d10 plus 3.
1d10 plus 3. Just.
Shut up, Invisiboy.
So 9 points of damage. Not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
Not dead yet. Not dead yet.
You're about to be. It will be soon.
I'm not dead yet.
All right. Who is that? The bug. Buster attacks the.
Oh, first. Shit. There's a whole nother. Oh, God damn it. There's two of them left. I thought Tommy the attacks Toad Boy the was triplet. The last one.
Help attack the third triplet here.
No, we're going to lose a triplet. That's fine.
Triplet, 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 triplets.
Triplet, 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 triplet.
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 For 14 damage, and the third triplet is dead.
Oh,
dead!
That's rough.
Now it is Tommy T. Toad's turn.
It's unfortunate we did all that bonding with them.
He attacks Brimbly.
Oh, Brimbly!
Brimbly!
No, Brimbly! I'm Wilford Brimley.
And
I've got diabetes.
Six plus.
Yesterday I stubbed my toe and took it out on the wife.
My wife died 10 years ago. Who the hell did I hit? now that's a good bit. That's a Family Guy bit.
Yeah.
It's not all bad.
No, that's early Family Guy when they were pretty funny.
And connects.
Billy the Bee.
Doing 10 points of damage, and Brimbly is dead.
Brimbly is dead!
Brimbly! That's my boyfriend!
Not anymore.
Oh, can't I have anything?
The first triplet attacks Buster.
I hate this game.
Connected with the kitchen knife.
In the study.
With some mustard. Oh, wait.
Oh. And Buster the Bear is dead.
Oh, great. But at what cost?
I know running is good for you, but at what cost?
Jerry, your turn.
All right. What's left?
Who cares? My boyfriend's dead.
That's a good
song. My only shot of love. It was my first kiss.
You've got Tommy T. Toad.
Who cares? My boyfriend's dead.
Is that a song?
Yeah, who cares?
That sounds like something I would care about. Like, you're upset and I'm trying to think of this song.
I'm so mad.
My friend's back.
Yeah, that's it. All right. I am going to go after Tommy T. Toad with a Ray of Frost. Classic and deadly. Because toads are afraid of frost.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh,
slash R.
What do I put down?
You put R slash.
Like it's a Reddit.
You miss.
I can't believe Brimley's dead. Life's not worth living.
The second triplet goes over to the third triplet and triplet's body and starts crying.
Summer, you need to snap out of it. Take your rage out on them who took from you your love.
Those are not words.
Release the fury.
What?
Release the summer heat. That sounds better in my head.
That's that is good. All right. So what am I doing? It's your turn.
Yeah.
Release your natural Guatemalan-ness.
I'm going to hit an arrow at the frogman.
Okay, 1d20 plus 7, I think it is.
Oh, my weapon attack score a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20. I don't know why it said that to me.
I clicked on it.
All right, so that's real, real cool. Plus 7.
Oh, really cool.
Beard.
There it is. There's a critical.
Yep.
So I don't know what a critical does.
You're the GM.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty critical to you to know.
roll your D10 plus 3.
Who, me?
No, not you. You didn't hit.
You're invisible.
You're a towel.
No, you're a towel.
All right. With that critical, he falls back and his hand reaches out and touches that electrical plate.
And then what?
He gets shocked.
He commits suicide?
No. He doesn't commit suicide. He just got knocked back from the shot. His arm fell, hit that sheet tray, and electrocuted him. He is dead.
Dead!
So you guys beat it.
Yeah! I run for the door.
Not even checking on your daughter.
I run out the door.
So the lights come back on.
Uh-huh.
Or not back on, but they stop like flashing and stuff during the slaughter fest.
But at what cost?
2 lives, it looks like.
A triplet and a hunk.
Brimley. Did you say and a hunk?
Yeah.
The plumber hunk, the plunk?
Honey, he had diabetes. You don't want to catch that.
You told me to marry him.
Well, that was before you told me his name was Brimley. I thought you said his name was Brad. I'd be okay with Brad the plumber, but not with a Brimley.
His name was not Brimley. It was Brimbley.
Oh, that's even worse.
It was Brimble. I only called him Brimbley or Brad and sometimes Tad.
Well, that all sounds awful. He had a terrible name. Might I suggest you going after, say, a Jerry next time?
That is sick. You are a sick, sick man.
That is not what I meant. I just meant, you know, all Jerrys are pretty good.
Okay. I'm pretty sad, though. I'm broken up. This was the biggest thing going on in my life.
You'll get over it, honey. You'll find yourself a new probably.
A new probably.
How about you and I go over and have a cup of Cheerios?
I hate Cheerios. You know that. You would know that if you ever listened to me.
I listen to you all the time. You won't have to, or else you yell at me.
Are we married?
Oh no, I wouldn't put up with your nonsense. Your mother's very disappointed in you and me.
So the lights come on? The lights were off?
No, I fixed that. Oh. They would flash during the slaughter fest.
Flash.
But now they just come back on as like normal.
Like a strobe light?
Yes.
It was like a cosmic slaughter fest.
Yeah.
I wish you would have told us that before. That would really set the scene.
I thought I did.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, well, now what happens?
What do you want to do? Do you want to mourn? Or are you going to run straight out the door?
I run out the door.
I'm kind of walking around.
I run out the door.
Jerry clinks around.
Yeah, I'm losing pots and pans like with my pants.
And you can't wait to get out.
Yeah.
Tiger, important question. What are you doing?
I'm just sort of wandering around in a daze. My boyfriend's dead.
Okay.
And not feeling great about that.
And your father just ran out of the door.
Listen, I could get more fathers, but this is a boy. And can I give him like a serum, like a health serum?
Do you have one?
No.
Then no.
Can I shock him back to life with my magic plate that killed everyone?
You can try.
I would like to try.
Okay. Give me a performance check.
What will I have to roll to succeed?
Roll.
No, I'm not rolling until you tell me what I have to roll to succeed.
Then don't roll. I don't care.
All right. Twelve.
All right. So you successfully drag him over and you put his hand on top of that sheet tray.
Yeah.
And you see his body jolt.
Uh-huh.
A little and bit.
He comes back to life.
And then he bursts into flames.
Oh, that's not good.
No. So you just burn the body of your only lover.
I'm just going to walk away casually.
So casual, like.
Oh, that's going to be tough for the family.
Yeah, they.
They really love that boy.
His little brother comes running up and is just crying his eyes out.
Wow, you really know how to stick it into us.
Like, he was already dead. Why did you do this? Why would you do that?
I'm going to slowly.
He was such a nice person. He was putting me through school. And you just burned him.
I thought you were his little brother.
I am.
He was 17. How was he putting you through school?
Plumbers pay very. Plumbing pays very well.
Go to public school.
No. My mom doesn't want me to.
You've been stuck at a restaurant for... I'm not really going to try to figure this out. I'm just going to casually slink out of the door where Jerry ran into.
Yep, I ran out really quickly. What did I see?
Oh, that looks like booty to me.
I think that's the right room. Hold on.
It's booty. The booty room. You're in the booty room.
This room looks a whole lot like booty. The movie about that weirdo with the candy factory. That scene with all the kids where the one gets sucked up the pipe. Remember that? It's like that, but with gold pieces and treasure everywhere. There's a massive treasure chest perched on a toadstool in one corner of the room. The chest is made of wood. The toadstool is made of sapphires. A geyser of gold and platinum coins cascade from a fountain in the wall, making a makeshift river of fortune that bisects the room. A bridge across the river is made of diamonds, and trees along its banks are glittering rubies. Gorgeous emerald meadows cover the rest of the room, littered with flowers crafted from a pearlescent white material. Probably pearl, all things considering.
Well, Summer, does this help your mourning process?
What am I going to do with this? What am I going to spend this on? I've had no opportunity to spend booty.
All right. Well, I try. I'm going to go dive in the money like Scrooge McDuck.
Okay. I'm probably going to end it there, though.
But what happens? Does he dive in the money?
Does he?
We'll find out.
I just imagine the ending is just me diving like Scrooge McDuck right in mid dive,
like a freeze frame.
Yeah.